Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Carlita, and I am on the phone with Mad Child from Swollen Members. What's going on today, Mad?
Everything's good. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. So where in the world are you calling us from today?
I'm back home in Vancouver, just working from my office, and it's a pretty nice day out. How's it going down there?
It's going well. I'm in Southern California. So, it's always sunny down here.
Yeah, I'm jealous. Hopefully I'll be back soon.
Yeah, I know. I know. I talked to Prevail a couple of months ago.
Okay.
And, I was talking to him about how I was looking forward to seeing you guys at, Paid Dues.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Yeah. And I was supposed to be on the whole Warped Tour as well right now.
Right.
Of course, I could only do the date in Toronto in Canada because I still am not allowed back in. So I'm supposed to be going on tour with Twisted after my 40-show Canadian tour end of September. So hopefully it's all settled by then.
Yeah, nice. I know that your U.S. fans have been fiending to see you.
I've been fiending to see them just as much, believe me. I'm excited, man. I can't wait to get back down. It's just one of those unfortunate things, but I appreciate everybody's support, and I appreciate that they're still paying attention to what I'm doing, and I'll be back to reconnect with the fans soon. I feel like it's going to happen soon.
Well, that's good. That's definitely good to hear. So maybe we can start from the beginning, and can you remember your first musical memory? Was there, you know, music in your house playing that you can remember?
Yeah, my first musical memory, I think, was I remember when I was a little kid, my mom used to listen to like 45 records, like 45s, like Neil Sedaka
and
like that. And I remember around that time, that song "I Love Rock and Roll" by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts was popular, and I think that was like one of the first songs as a little kid that I sort of enjoyed playing that song over and over again. And then when my mom got married to my dad, I was still real young, and he was really into like James Taylor and Willie Nelson, and I think those are like still today two of my favorite artists that have nothing to do with hip-hop, of course,
right.
But like, you know, Willie Nelson and James Taylor, that was played a lot in my house by my dad, and you know, that's something that I listen to a lot now, like when I'm just sort of don't feel like, well, you know, when I'm sort of just taking a break from what I usually listen to, that's kind of what I go to. Or same thing, I'll listen to like Frank Sinatra or, you know, Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles, like that kind of music is sort of my escape from when I'm not listening to hip hop. But I'm listening to hip hop 95% of the time.
Yeah, and you mentioned Sinatra, and I believe that you mentioned in a previous interview that you have a Sinatra tattoo.
Yeah, I also have a Willie Nelson tattoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you about your tattoos. How many tattoos do you have?
I don't know. I never counted, but quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
I never really counted, but I just got a 1950s Mickey Mouse done on my bicep 2 days ago at East Van Inc., and I got 4 new finger tattoos done last week. And tomorrow I'm going to get a La Cosa Nostra tattoo in between Mike Tyson and Frank Sinatra on my stomach.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I know that there were a lot. I figured the answer would be a lot on there. Do you have a favorite one?
Probably one that Mr. Cartoon did of my grandpa. My grandpa passed away when I was 12. He was a real good guy. And I have like one picture that I've had my whole life of him framed. And I got that picture tattooed on my left arm. Mr. Cartoon did it when I lived in L.A. And it's probably my favorite one.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. So from a hip-hop perspective, you know, growing up in Canada, can you remember, like, the first record that you heard and you thought, like, this is dope? Like, I want to sound like this person.
Well, okay, that's a two-part question. First, I'll take it back even further to when I first really got into hip-hop, because being from Canada, it didn't hit Canada quite as fast and as hard as it hit America. So mm-hmm. back, we're talking like 86, I think, when like LL Cool J Radio came out and Ice-T, Rhyme, Pays, and Eric B. and Rakim. And then I had met a guy who was a graffiti artist named Kevin Chan, and he had just moved to Vancouver from New York. I met him on a thing called the Sea Bus. It's like a bus that travels across the water. I was just a little kid. And he was showing me his graffiti, and right away I was excited by seeing this graffiti that he was doing. He had like a book where he was doing his drawings, and it was all like pictures of B-boys and stuff, and I was like, this is crazy. So I started hanging out with him, and I had met that same summer my best friend at the time, who had moved from Windsor, Ontario, which of course is right across from Detroit.
Right.
He had brought with him like Grandmaster Flash records and Houdini records, like on vinyl.
Wow.
At that time, I had like a bunch of David Bowie records and stuff. You know, I was 12. I think I was 12 years old or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he started playing me all these records, and I immediately was like, oh, actually, at that time I was skateboarding, and I was also, I was listening to like hardcore. I was listening to Black Flag, Circle Jerks, DRI, and going to like punk rock venues and like hardcore shows. I was like a little 12-year-old skate rat.
Right.
But I immediately was drawn to this hip hop sound. So I went out right away with him, actually, downtown. We went and Odyssey Imports, was the record store in Vancouver at the time. And I bought Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew
nice.
On vinyl. And I bought Salt and Pepper on vinyl, that first album with Push It.
Right.
And then, so I would just sit and listen to that Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick album over and over again until I memorized it. And then LL Cool J Radio was like probably my favorite album at that time, as well as Ice-T, Rhyme, Pays. And that was it for me. I was in like hip hop. Once hip hop came into my life, there was, you know, I had found myself.
Right.
There was no more questioning on what scene do I want to be a part of. Like, that was it. It was hip hop. So some, you know, you just know when it hits you.
Yeah.
So as far as being an MC, I would say my very first influences will probably be, my strongest influence when I started rapping was Saphir from the Bay Area back in 94. Boxcar Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
That was about the same time that Casuals came out with Fear Itself,
right.
And Souls of Mischief, 93 to Infinity, of course.
Yeah, the Hyro crew.
And Del the Funky Homo Sapien was on his second record.
Right.
I was very much influenced, and actually living in San Francisco at that time, I was working at the Extra Large store owned by the Beastie Boys on Haight Street
that
time, back in 94. So, I started making some of my first records there. I made a 45 with Tommy Guerrero, who was a legendary pro skater from Palo Peralta, from the Bay Area. I made a song with, Dell actually came to meet me at the Extra Large store because he had heard some of the stuff I did, which was like the biggest honor at the time.
Wow.
I'll never forget that. And I did a song with DJ Qbert. And of course, at the time, that was quite an amazing accomplishment. I was also good friends with David Paul, who owned the Bomb magazine back there in the Bomb Hip Hop shop.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I would say, yes, Saphir, that was probably my biggest influence at that time. He was just so, he was light years ahead of everybody with Boxcar Sessions. And unfortunately, which happens with your favorite rappers, which I hope doesn't happen with me, with my fans and listeners and supporters, is sometimes artists try making music, you know, for the wrong reason, or they start watering down their lyrics. And
right.
Unfortunately, he never made a record that was quite as potent as Boxcar Sessions. But that was an incredible time for me as a listener and a fan.